listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, where you'll find out what the Fukushima's going on.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Just got an email responding to Mark saying, ask Pat Tillman how much it costs to protect Russell Trust opium. And for those of you who don't get that reference, the Russell Trust is the formal name for the Skull and Bones Fraternity, the official legal name of the Skull and Bones Fraternity at Yale University. And yes, the Russell Trust was established with opium money. Now, granted, back then it was a legal crop, although considered immoral and unfashionable. But yeah, there's a lot of opium tied up in the history of Skull and Bones. Let's go back to the phones here. James in Ohio, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi. As far as why we're in Afghanistan, I'm looking at a NBC News article summary from 2014. The aerial surveys determined that Afghanistan may hold 60 million tons of copper, 2.2 billion tons of iron ore, 1.4 million tons of rare earth elements such as lanthanum, cerium, and neodymium, and aluminum, gold, silver, zinc, mercury, and lithium. I'd say the rare earth elements are the big thing because of the electronics they use them in.
Yes.
In addition, of course, the opium is used for worldwide heroin production, which now that it's for all ages in the West, I imagine it's quite a bit, you know, quite probably, I don't know, from tens to hundreds of billions.
Yes, so it's kind of hard to know because it's kept out of sight, but we know that elements within our government are very much involved in the drug trade. The drug trade corrupts governments, the politics of contraband, just like alcohol did during Prohibition. The same mechanism is at work. And, you know, we're looking down at Mexico. We're seeing how bad it can get. Apparently, some police down there were gunned down as revenge for seizing something like 20 kilograms of meth. So, yeah, it's really out of control.
You can bet the meth was made with Chinese chemicals, too. I've heard they have hydrogenators that can make 100 pounds at a time. Probably now there are even bigger ones. But I think I saw this link on your page, Abby Martin's video on Trump's pullout of Syria. I have to say I was profoundly disappointed in Mr. Trump. Apparently it's kind of like a furniture store will raise the price on an item and then, you know, artificially raise the price to much more than it's worth and then put it on sale for,
for what the original asking price was.
Right.
We saw that in the run-up to the holiday shopping season. We're starting in November. The prices were being raised a little bit, raised a little bit, raised a little bit. Then they got to Black Friday, and they said, oh, everything's on sale. It slashed one-third. And again, it was a psyop to basically flog people into the shopping malls and spend a lot of money, which didn't work out as well as the retailers had hoped.
Well, the parallel I'm drawing is that Trump vastly increased the number of troops, you know, and so a pullout isn't really, he's not really pulling out that many. Plus, he's not pulling out the contractors, and nobody said anything about stopping the bombings. Furthermore, she had a couple clips of him that I hadn't seen before, talking about going after the terrorist families, and what else was it? Well, you know, the original Iraq War was originally termed Operation Iraqi Liberation or OIL, but this clip showed Trump talking about taking the oil as if it's a matter of course, as if it's a justifiable reason for going to war. So he's kind of like Bush, except he's honest about it. So at least, you know, not too often, but in this one clip he was. I think he actually referred to the term spoils of war. But
sad to see, and I didn't watch the video all the way through because I was busy putting together my talking points, but definitely I need to go back and take a look at that and watch it all the way through.
Yeah. I may be wrong about that, but I'm fairly certain. I've been reading a great deal and watching a great deal of things today. So, but Afghanistan certainly makes sense when you consider the rare earth minerals and minerals in the heroin.
Yeah, because we're running out of those things. There's already an industry group out there saying that all of our fancy toys that we have here, the smartphones, the tablets, all the rest of it, they could actually go away or be replaced by something a lot bulkier because the rare earth minerals used to make them are now in short supply. If Afghanistan has a treasure trove of those, then yeah, that would justify, well, it doesn't justify it, but it certainly would be a reason for the U.S. government to go on in there.
And other than that, China controls like 90-some% of the rest of the world's rare earth mineral deposits. So,
yeah, and the U.S. would like to break that monopoly.
Yeah, well, that's all I had for you. Keep up the good work.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We're going to let you go. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network and getting on back to the news. You are not going to believe this next story. Joe Biden is out there blaming the Democrat losses in Florida and Georgia's 2018 gubernatorial races on Republican-driven electoral fraud. And he says the fraud consists of voter ID laws that keep people from being able to vote. That's it. He's out there saying that the Republicans stole Florida and Georgia governorships with voter ID laws. Well, Joe, the only people voter ID laws keep from voting are those who are not supposed to vote, and non-citizens are not supposed to vote. And what Joe has just said confirms what we know. The Democrats are desperate for the illegal immigrants to be able to vote, because the illegal immigrants will vote Democratic, because the Democrats are running on a bill of, if you vote us into power, we'll take stuff away from the legal American citizens and we will give it to you. That's going to be their campaign going into 2020. Meanwhile, down in Virginia, Governor Ralph Northam says that he is introducing a legislative package that would repeal voter identification requirements in his state and implement a no-excuse absentee voting. I mean, the Democrats are just opening up the election system to election fraud. And I hope Donald Trump is paying attention to this and getting wind of it. I hope somebody, who's got his ear is out there saying, you should pay attention to this here. Trump had an opportunity to clean up our election system. He didn't. And he is going to pay a hideous price for it come 2020. I don't think he's got a chance in 2020. I know he's going to be the Republican nominee. The RNC has already thrown their support and endorsement behind him. But the Democrats are going to sweep Congress and the White House, and they're going to do it with massive election fraud and illegal immigrant voting. And they're going to basically take over the country and reimpose their extreme leftist liberal agenda, where we won't know which restrooms we're supposed to be using. Meanwhile, over at the House of Representatives, incoming House Transportation Chairman Peter DeFazio is planning to impose a new traffic tax. Now, they're claiming it's going to replace the federal gas tax, and it's going to charge motorists based on a per mile fee. So far, so good. But in order to combat traffic congestion, okay, the GPS systems that are tracking where you're going and how much miles you're driving basically tax you at a higher rate when you experience traffic. Now, that's ridiculous. Drivers don't deliberately cause traffic jams. And if you want to fight congestion, how about we take some of that money that is being spent bombing other people's countries or building roads in Israel and build wider roads here in the United States? It's just another cash grab. And no, I don't believe that they'll repeal the federal gas tax. It'll just be a new tax on you, the American people, because we are in a wartime economy, and the first government that runs out of money loses. That's what we saw in Germany in World War II. They simply ran out of money. They couldn't get any more out of their population. The German people were just driven down into absolute poverty. abject poverty trying to pay for all of this. And when Germany ran out of money, that's when they started losing the war. Now, we've been talking about the U.S. dollar and its decline as a global currency in global transactions. It turns out the same thing is happening to the euro. So people are turning away from these Western currencies that are based on wishful thinking, which is really what it is here. Over at Sears, as you know, they're heading into their bankruptcy. And there was a serious concern that one of their many indiscretions over the years is that they had allowed their pension fund to be looted to try and keep their business going. So it is now empty. And so now we're hearing from the Pension Benefit Guarantee Corporation, which is part of the federal government, that the feds are going to step on in to bail out the vast majority of 90,000 Sears pensions. Guess who gets to pay for that? Oxfam is warning that the gap between the rich and poor is growing, which is fueling global anger. And yes, it is. It really is. 26 ultra-wealthy billionaires now have as much wealth as the poorest bottom of the human population, 3.8 billion people. Now, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there, and she's made headlines again by saying that a society that allows for there to be so many billionaires is somehow immoral. And I'm not sure that morality comes into it, but she is correct that something is clearly out of whack when you have a system that seems to shove all of the wealth into the top few pockets. And that, of course, is called fascism. Getting back on down to Venezuela, Venezuela has succeeded in recovering some of the gold they swapped with Deutsche Bank as collateral for a loan. But right now that gold is parked in the Bank of England. And the Bank of England is dragging their feet on sending it back to Venezuela with the excuse that, oh, it might be used for money laundering or it could be simply taken up by corrupt Venezuelan government officials. Now, Venezuela wants the gold under their own control, and it is their right. It's their gold, after all. But they want it under their own control because they're expecting the U.S. government to hit them with more sanctions, and they want to have the gold with which to conduct business around the world. Okay, governor of the Central Bank of Iran, Abdul Nasser Hamadi, has announced that Japan has resumed oil imports from Iran. Now, Japan had temporarily suspended all shipments of crude ahead of last November 5th's supposed launch of U.S. sanctions against Tehran, but now they're starting to resume the oil imports. They need it. Japan is one of Iran's largest oil importers. It's also the United States' staunchest ally in Asia. And, of course, that's creating a certain degree of tension. Meanwhile, China is seeking a $3 billion oil deal with Iran despite the U.S. sanctions. So the sanctions really aren't working. And again, as long as these countries are working in their own native currencies, as long as they're not going through SWIFT or the American banks, the sanctions are unenforceable. Over in Russia, they have cut their foreign debt to a decade low while boosting their national reserves, much of which is in gold. So basically, Russia carved their foreign debt by 12.4% from the same time last year. Now, that shows you what a well-managed country with a well-managed economy and a government-managed central bank is able to do. So, talking about immigration, okay, we're getting a breaking news story here. Apparently, Israeli warplanes have returned to the border. So, it's definitely on. It is definitely on. And oh, my goodness. we're going to be in a global shooting war by the end of the year. All right, let me get this posted because people need to see this. And I'll be right with you. Okay. Israel. Yeah, this is Netanyahu's way of distracting from his coming indictment. All righty, getting on back to immigration. Border Patrol agents are currently working without pay because of the shutdown. They're still trying to do the job, though. And we're now basically at 1 month there. There was an interesting video that surfaced over a section of the U.S. border along Arizona. Now, this section of border does not have any fence, does not have any wall. And the video basically shows this bus simply pulling up on a highway close to the border and some 84 migrants exited the bus and just walked into the U.S. unhindered. And I'm sure that Nancy Pelosi and Chuck Schumer are celebrating 84 more Democratic voters. Yee-haw! Here's a story which does not seem to be getting a lot of coverage in the corporate media. Apparently, an illegal immigrant has been arrested over in Carson City for 4 homicides in the U.S. And apparently this guy, Ernesto Martinez Guzman, he's somewhere about like 20 years old. They're not really sure. He's not talking. But he's being held for suspicion of burglary, possession of stolen property, immigration law violations, of course. And the police are saying they think he's linked to 4 different homicides as well. Now, here's an interesting little story over again back in Arizona. Senator Gail Griffin, Republican, has introduced a new bill to tax internet porn. And the bill would basically force computer and phone retailers to install porn blocking software, which could only be removed for a fee of at least $20. The weirdest part is the money would be used to help build President Donald Trump's infamous wall along the U.S.-Mexico border, among other things. Well, let's see. Population of Arizona times $20. It's going to fall far short of the billions that are actually needed. But apparently the bill, if it passes, you would have to prove that you're 18 years old and pay at least $20. But the retailers would be allowed to charge more on top of that, which they probably will, because they have to cover the costs of installing the porn filter to begin with. The other day we were talking about how Germany was now offering migrants cash to go back home. And now the Czech Republic is following suits. They're going to pay non-EU migrants to go home. And they're saying this is going to cost taxpayers far less than if the migrant groups were allowed to remain in the country. So apparently they're going to offer the foreign nationals up to 4,000 euros financial assistance, which would cover their transportation cost, setting up accommodations for the homeland, and the purchase of livestock. So Europe really has had it. French authorities have built a 10-foot wall at a Total station in Calais. Total's a gas company. And apparently the problem is they're trying to stop the illegals getting to Britain. And the way the illegals are doing it is this petrol station, this gasoline station in Calais is the last stop where the trucks will basically top off their tank before they head over to Great Britain. And the migrants will basically sneak into the trucks at that point. So now France has built this huge wall surrounding the station to prevent that from happening. Okay, we got to take another break for commercials. We'll be right back.
Many people tell us about their experience with Extendivite. Just listen to what Glenn has to say.
prior to taking it, I had diabetic neuropathy. The extendivite reduced that significantly. Acid reflux was reduced. I had athlete's foot, very severe. Trimmed that down to about 75%. Dandruff, almost completely gone. I had occipital neuralgia at the base of my skull. I was having migraines, reduced by about 90%. Heart palpitations, my heart would kind of stall out. I would skip a beat. Very uncomfortable. And when walking from downstairs going to sleep, by the time I got to the bedroom, which is just one flight of stairs, my heart was pounding, coming out of my chest. My vision was blurry. This completely solved that problem. Great product. Thanks.
Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Well, they're stealing down on Wall Street and in Washington, too. You know, it makes me wonder, what's a guy on Main Street to do? I've always tried to be an honest, upstanding kind of guy. But I must admit lately, I thought about giving something else a try. Oh, I want to be a pirate. I want to sail the seven seas. Yeah, I want to be a pirate.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're going to go to the phones now to Tom in Florida. Aloha, Tom. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Good day, Michael. Yeah, Michael, I called you a couple weeks ago, and I remember I had told you about Pelosi and Schumer should be arrested for the invasion of our country with the illegal invasion. I'm sure you saw or aware what happened yesterday or 2 days ago in Reno, Nevada, where you had four Americans were murdered by an illegal 19 years old. He shot them all to death. And their homes, and I'm wondering, Michael, are these Democrats going to be held responsible for these murders? And I'm really freaking out, Michael, right now, hearing that over 30-some thousand Americans have been murdered by illegal aliens in the last 8 years. Is that a true statistic?
And you're talking about the Yale study, yeah? That's what Yale University was saying.
Yeah, Yale University. That's correct. And what about this $72,000 or $74,000 illegal it costs American taxpayers a year for each one of these people? You have 90% of
right.
The American public doesn't make that working, Michael. So what did it come up with that figure?
Absolutely
now that
right.
Figure's got to be perplexed.
It's a huge, huge cost. I mean, we had that story yesterday where one of the reasons why the Los Angeles Unified School District is so short of funds, which is what's led to the current strike, is they're having to spend hundreds of millions of dollars educating illegal immigrant adults and children.
Unbelievable. It's unbelievable, Michael. I don't know if Trump's going to get the wall funded, but what I want to know is I was wondering if Schumer Schumer and this guy Adam Schiff, how would they like 5 million Muslims to sneak into Israel? And I don't know if you're aware of what's going on with France, but right now the English are building a wall to keep the French are building a wall to keep the illegals from going into England. Did you see that?
Yeah, we just talked about that. We just talked about that.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, you know, Michael, I can tell you from living here and where I live, these people, it's not a come here to compliment. It's a come here to take over your situation and your job and your lunch and every other thing. This is an invasion, and it's got to be called for what it is, an invasion. And it's not a thing about the poor little kids are coming here. What are these kids coming here for? Keep them in your own country and make them better in your own country. And give them the money to build their infrastructure.
That's a very, very good point. I mean, the reason the United States, you know, at least before the war economy, the reason this was a really good country is because generation after generation after generation of Americans made it that way through hard work and intention and just a desire to have a better life. And
absolutely.
In these other countries where things are not so good, it's because their populations generally weren't that motivated. And instead of staying in their own countries and getting the motivation to make their countries better, all of a sudden the gates are open. Oh, we'll just go into Europe. We'll just go into the United States and we'll be able to live in this wonderful, built-up, beautiful country and all will be well. And unfortunately, as they flock into Europe and the United States, they're basically dragging the Europe and the United States back down to the same level of conditions that were in their home country.
Absolutely, Michael. Great point. I mean, that's exactly what I've been thinking all this time. They're going to turn this place into a place they ran away from. But, Michael, let me ask you a question. The four people that were murdered by this illegal, do their families have a right to sue the federal government for hundreds of millions of dollars for each victim that's been murdered by an illegal alien that's not supposed to be here? I mean, what about if they brought a lawsuit for hundreds of millions of dollars against Pelosi and these Democrats for allowing the illegal invasion of our country? Would that be possible for hundreds of millions of dollars?
I'm not sure sovereign immunity applies to individual members of Congress. I know it does to the government as a whole. And supposedly, in theory, to the president, although obviously there's a lot of people who think that should not be the case. Unfortunately, the government has rendered itself pretty much impregnable to any concern that we, the people, might have about what they're doing.
Michael, one more thing. I know you got other callers. Michael, I found out that Obama, Pelosi, all these rich Democrats and Republicans have walls around their houses. But they don't want to have a wall around our border, but they're all filthy rich. Pelosi worth millions and millions of dollars. She's got a wall around her house in San Francisco. Obama's got a wall around the house in Washington, D.C. As a matter of fact, the neighborhood's blocked off. I don't think he can go by his house. So what's going on here with these left? I mean, this is unbelievable, the hypocrisy of these liberals. This is mind-boggling to me.
It is. You know, walls are okay for us, but not for you. Guns are okay for us, but not for you. And it sort of betrays the arrogance of the liberal mind that because they're liberals, they are automatically superior. And you conservatives, you know, you're subordinate. It's almost like H.G. Wells in The Time Machine, the Eloi and the Morlock. Heterosexual males are rapidly becoming the Eloi, while the fanatical liberals are becoming the Morlocks. And
right on,
if you
right
haven't
on.
Read the actual book, you ought to. It's much better than the movies they've made out of it.
Well, Michael, I just got to say one more thing. You know what the difference between a communist and a capitalist is? A communist eats his dog. A capitalist walks his dog. That's all I got to say.
Okay, not sure I find that funny. Anyway, we got to take another commercial break, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you worry a lot. If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You can burn up our mosques and our homes and our schools, but our spirit will never die. We will not go down in Gaza tonight.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And there's a story just now breaking where apparently Chuck Schumer and Mitch McConnell have come up with something of a deal to end the shutdown. And apparently on Thursday, the Senate will vote on two separate bills. One of the bills has the backing of President Trump, and it includes the $5.7 billion for the border wall. Now, the other bill, the alternative bill, would extend funding for shuttered agencies through February 8th, which is not that far away, but that's apparently the compromise they've come down with. And it sounds really good. It does sound good. There's this little wrinkle, though, and it sort of reminds us that all these people in Congress and the White House don't seem to have read the Constitution, because revenue measures, spending bills, must originate in the House of Representatives. Then the Senate confirms, then it goes to the president for the signature here. But we have a government that basically has gone outlaw. They don't play by the rules anymore. All righty, getting on back to immigration and the refugee crisis. Well, actually, we're talking about Brexit now. Britain's Secretary of State for International Trade has warned that if politicians refuse to accept the people's vote for Brexit it could unleash a political tsunami with unknowable consequences for the stability of the realm. And he's absolutely right. The British people voted to leave the EU 2 years ago. They're still stuck in the EU, and they're watching members of parliament and the prime minister trying to find some way to say, well, not yet, and maybe not ever. You know, we believe in the globalist New World Order, and you subjects should just go along with that. And so Liam Fox basically wrote in the Sunday Telegraph that failure to deliver Brexit would produce a yawning gap between Parliament and the people. And yeah, when you're supposed to have, you know, some kind of representation in the government, and you vote for something and the government ignores you, that's a real problem. That's when you start getting the yellow vests out. Now, as you know, Theresa May is supposed to be coming up with a plan B following the defeat of the Chequers plan. George Galloway was on TV basically saying that as near as he can tell, the plan B is not going to fly anyway, and it looks like they're heading towards a no-deal Brexit. Jeremy Corbyn is out there blasting the sheer waste of all of this, that as they natter and gromish and argue with each other and go with these media campaigns, it's costing an average of £171,000 every hour. And that's the equivalent to paying the annual salaries of 50,000 secondary school teachers, 86,000 newly qualified nurses, or 49,000 police constables. It is a huge, huge amount of money. Now, Theresa May has been warned that no less than 40 of her ministers could resign if she denies them the right to vote for a plan that would block a no-deal exit from the EU later this year. Home Secretary Amber Rudd has informed May and other government officials that the possible exodus could take place unless the ministers are allowed to support an amendment in the House of Commons that extends the duration of Article 50 beyond the original March 29th deadline for Brexit. Now, this plan basically is an attempt to change the way Parliament operates, to basically change the rules. And this bill is being introduced by a bunch of the backbenchers that are out there saying, you know, you give us this or we'll be out here. And it looks like Her Highness the Queen may get dragged into this thing because she still outranks everybody else in that parliament. And she may be asked not to give assent to the Brexit wreckers bills. Now, every time there's a prime minister who's elected and sworn in Great Britain, there's a ritual that they go through where the prime minister goes to the queen and requests her permission to form a government. It's a traditional ritual. Everybody goes through that. But basically, it's a reminder that the Queen of England is still the Queen of England. And she can basically say, no, you're not allowed to change the structure of the government. You're not allowed to change the way Parliament operates. So this thing is getting really, really ugly. Right now, we're seeing calls for a general election. The people of Great Britain are just fed up with all of this nonsense. They feel like they're being cheated. They feel like the government is just not listening to them. And I imagine they're getting very, very desperate about things. Pardon me. Now, in Sadiq Khan's London, over in Green Park, there is a memorial to the tens of thousands of Bomber Command air crews who lost their lives during the Second World War. If you remember the stories of the Memphis Belle, they had to do daylight bombing. There was no such thing as night vision back then. And, of course, the Germans, when they heard the bombers coming, would simply turn off all the lights, and it made impossible to bomb at night. So the bomber crews had to bomb during the air, where their targets were visible, but unfortunately they were also visible to the gun crews below. And they did lose a lot of aircraft and crews. And if you were assigned to one of those planes, the promise was if you survived 25 missions, you were done. You would get to go home. But they lost a lot of airplanes and a lot of people in this. So there's this memorial, and apparently somebody vandalized it, splattered it with white paint, along with a nearby statue of Sir Winston Churchill. And no arrests have been made, but they're looking at the closed circuit TV footage of the areas. So Piers Morgan basically came on out responding to this, saying, "Why do you beat us with the things we are proud of?" And apparently he was responding to this Dr. Kahinda Andrews, who's a professor of black studies at Birmingham City University, saying that the World War II bombers committed a war crime. No, actually they weren't. They were fighting a war. They were fighting a war, and you do drop bombs in war. Apparently, we've been hearing this kind of build for a while, where Germany and France are starting to form a political axis to try and grab control of the EU away from Brussels. They're talking about a grand European Union army. And apparently this morning, the French President Macron and German Chancellor Merkel signed off on what's called the Aachen Treaty. This is the latest Franco-German bid to strong-arm the EU under their control. So things are getting very, very intense over there. All righty. Now, Marine Le Pen, in the lead-up to the European Union elections, is appealing to the Yellow Vests. She thinks they could be a significant voting bloc, and they can when you look at just how many of them there are. And she's saying the battle really is between the nationalists and the globalists. And the globalists are still trying to create their new world order. But as the Yellow Vests are demonstrating, people don't want to be part of a global empire. They want their own country. They want their own nationality. They want their own culture. They want borders. Those people who have built beautiful countries like Germany and France and Italy, they want to keep them, and they have every right to keep them. So this is getting very, very intense. Now, a couple of videos have come on out from this last weekend. First of all, there were Yellow Vests present in the Right to Life March and also the Women's March. And apparently there was a Yellow Vest protest up in Vermont protesting a new carbon tax on gasoline. Same thing that kicked off the protests in France. And the irony of it was the carbon tax on gas is being promoted by Vermont to fight human-caused global warming. And, of course, they're snowed in up there right now. It's been a very, very hard winter. So those Yellow Vest people were out there just in the cold, in the snow, to protest a global warming tax. Now, this is interesting. There's this Catholic priest. He's Franciscan friar, Father Daniel Horan. He's a pro-LGBT priest and professor. And apparently he's going to be speaking at the upcoming Los Angeles Religious Education Congress. Basically went on Twitter to bash the March for Life. And he was one of the people who also condemned the white Catholic high school boys as racist. Again, before all the facts were in. So Father Horan is basically saying that the Washington March for Life is repulsive and futile, denouncing the pro-life event as basically a gathering for many right-wing, anti-abortion hardliners. Well, Father, it's been a very, very, very long time since I've been anywhere near a Catholic church, but I seem to recall that the Catholics were against abortion. So I don't know what's going on. One of the other videos that surfaced from the Women's March in Washington, D.C., and this was over on Breitbart, where there's this women's marcher boasting about how many abortions she's had. And screaming, "It's my body until they cut the umbilical cord," followed by a profanity. In fact, there was a lot of profanity that was in this. And she said, "Stop talking about women's reproductive rights when you've got a dick. You're a man. You don't get to comment about me having a baby." So a lot of hostility there. The divisions are being fanned. It was just like COINTELPRO. Black against white, women against men, keeping us divided so we don't unite together and really start taking a good look at what our government is doing. In fact, when we were talking to Tom yesterday, he made this interesting comment about disconnecting the population from reality. And I think he's hit it right on the head. That's a lot of what's going on. That may be a big reason behind all this gender fluidity nonsense and transgenderism, to basically just get us so confused about what's going on that we're not really looking at the real world anymore. We're all caught up on what is gender? Which bathroom do I use? We need to break free from that. We need to go back to looking at the real world. All righty. Planned Parenthood has come on out with their latest statistics, saying that in the last year, they performed 332,757 abortions. It's a new record. They generated $1.6 billion in revenue, and they only made 2,800 adoption referrals. This confirms the story that came out last week, where Planned Parenthood is saying, yeah, our core business is abortion. You know, just suck them out, chop them up, sell the pieces. Getting into political correctness meets education, and education suffers. American University in Washington, D.C. is hosting an event on the 1st of February on what is called anti-racist grading, with a professor who serves as a director of a writing center who's pushing the argument that American grammar is a racist, unjust language structure. And this professor is out there saying that when somebody submits schoolwork to you, you shouldn't judge it based on the writing quality. I think that's absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. Now, can you imagine a professor who made remarks against black people? Well, they'd be gone. But apparently, there is this University of Georgia instructor, Professor Iram Osai Frimpong, who was basically on video defending anti-white remarks he made on social media. And he instructed his Twitter followers to take war to the white Christian family, said whites are lazy, autistic, psychopathic, and sociopathic, and declared that fighting white people is a skill. The university is defending him. They're planning no disciplinary actions. We're heading towards Zimbabwe. Really, really are. Here's another one about just how crazy this whole Me Too political correctness thing is going. This has to do with a former Yale University student, Saifullah Khan, who was accused of rape by a woman. And the Connecticut jury took less than 4 hours to basically decide that he was not guilty, that the woman had, in fact, granted consent and then changed her mind after the fact, which you're not supposed to do. Although radical feminists back in the 1990s were actually saying that even if she said yes, if she got up the next morning and had regrets, well, then yes, by golly, that was rape. Yale University, of course, had expelled the student at the accusation. They didn't wait for the trial. Now he's been found not guilty. They're still not letting him back in. So he's trying to appeal Yale University's decision. But apparently, there were like 75,000 people signed a petition to ban him from campus before the facts were even known. We have headed into a culture where accusation means condemnation, and this has got to stop. Now, for those of you who caught the lunar eclipse this last weekend, and it was spectacular, something rather amazing happened. Apparently, the moon was struck by a meteorite during the totality, was bright enough for people on Earth to see, and it was actually captured on a digital sensor by Jose Marie Madiado, who's an astronomer at the University of Huelva in Spain. And he's been trying for 10 years to capture a meteorite hitting the moon during a lunar eclipse, and persistence pays off. He finally got it. We got to take a break for commercials. Back with the last segment of our show after these few words.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2 keep it today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page, and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no work, can't draw no pay, unemployment.
Hey, and aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Last segment of our program today, and we've got just enough time for a little bit of human-caused global warming. And right now, the coldest air of the year and possibly the winter, I wouldn't put too much money on that, of the entire winter 2018-2019 season has descended southward toward the East Coast, can create life-threatening situations for those who lose power and cannot heat their homes. Remember, we had a story out where New Yorkers were being told to just stay indoors because the wind chill was like minus 40 below here. So Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is out there riding the global warming bandwagon. And again, it's like that story we had the other day about the hype is getting worse and worse. Everybody is trying to outscare and out bovine excrement everybody else. So Alexandria is out there saying, like, the world is going to end in 12 years if we don't address climate change. So next week it'll be somebody else saying, no, the world will end in 5 years if we don't address climate change. No, the world is going to end next Tuesday if we don't fight human-caused global warming here. One of the favorite alternative winds energy sources for the carbon Nazis are wind turbines. It's turning out they have become the world's new apex predators. And they're wiping out buzzards, hawks, and other carnivorous birds at the top of the food chain. And a study of wind farms in India found that predatory bird numbers dropped by 3/4 in areas around the turbines. And this has a ripple effect across the food chain, with small mammals and reptiles adjusting their behavior as their natural predators disappear from the skies. So this idea that wind farms don't affect the environment is complete, utter nonsense. They do. Okay, this is a story coming out where apparently over at naturalnews.com, they're talking about the government trying to make a move to seize the naturalnews.com domain and to try and criminalize all speech that questions vaccine propaganda. And again, like I said, if the Supreme Court were to carve out an Israel exception to the First Amendment, it will be followed by a vaccine exception. That's where we are right now. They're trying to criminalize legitimate exercises of free speech. Another story, this one from Natural News. Apparently, the measles vaccine has been linked to 127 deaths in the last 15 years. During that same period of time, only 2 people died of measles, which means you're more at risk of dying from the measles vaccine than from simply catching the measles. And by the way, despite the campaign, or maybe because of this massive get everybody vaccinated for measles campaign, measles infections are up, way, way up. So fascism fully on display there. Okay, there's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and do the Jim Goddard Show up there in Vancouver. So stay tuned for John Stadmiller. I'm sure he's got lots of interesting things to share with you. Please take what you learn here and at the website, share it with everyone that you know. Please donate to Republic Broadcasting. I cannot underscore how much they need your financial assistance right now. Ditto for whatreallyhappened.com. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hands seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
the American dream.